Abu Dawood wa huwa sahih. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed we will give a khutbah. So whoever likes to sit, then let him sit. And whoever likes to go, then let him go. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement, أما بعد, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. قال الله تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَلِفْ لَام مِيم. Do the people think that they will be left alone simply saying that we believe and they won't be tested? When certainly those who have come before them were tested, so that Allah would definitely know who are the truthful and who are the liars. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that he tests and he tries the people in order to divide the people into the two categories of the truthful and those who deny. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they were tested and tried for belief in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know the test and the trials of Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, and the test of Sumayya radiallahu anha. And we are aware of the test of Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu, as the disbelievers burnt him in order to turn him from his deen, until he narrates as he says radiallahu anhu, shakawna ila rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa mutawassidun bardatan lahu fi dhillil ka'bati qulna lah ala tastansiru lana ala tadullaha lana. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان الرجل في من كان قبلكم يحفر له في الأرض فيجعل فيها فيجاء بالميشار فيوضع على رأسه فيشق باثنتين وما يسده ذلك عن دينه ويمشط بأمشاط الحديد ما دون لحمه من عظم أو عصب وما يسده ذلك عن دينه والله ليتمن هذا الأمر حتى يسير الراكب من صنعاء إلى حضر موت لا يخاف إلا الله والذئب على غنمه ولكنكم تستعجلون. أخرجه البخاري. Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu, he said that we complained to the Prophet, to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was reclining on his upper garment, using it as a pillow in the shade of the Kaaba. So we said to him, will not you seek help for us? Won't you make dua to Allah for us? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the men or the people who had come before you, they would dig a hole for him and then place him in the earth. And then they would command that a two-handed saw be brought. And then they would saw his head in half, and it wouldn't turn him back from his deen. And they would use a metal comb to comb his flesh off of his bones and his nerves, and it wouldn't turn him back from his deen. I swear by Allah that this affair would be completed, that this deen of Al-Islam will be complete, so much so that a traveler would travel from Sana'a, from the northern part of the Arabian Peninsula, to Hadramaut, to the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula, and he fears none but Allah. But you are people who are hasty. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained to his companions that this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He tests His believers and He puts them through trials. But at the end of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that He will complete and He will make victorious this deen of Al-Islam. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the believers. But even him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was pushed to the limit. Haven't we read this statement in Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you think that you will be entered into Jannah and you have not been tested and tried like those people who have passed before you? They were tested with difficulties and hard times and poverty and sickness, and they were shaken out of fear unto the messenger himself and those who believe with him, they said, when is the help of Allah? Indeed, the help of Allah is near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shows us that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. But that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to put his servants through difficulty before they see the help of Allah. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, with difficulty is ease. Indeed, with difficulty is ease. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, to test and try His believers until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them the help and He lets them see the victory. قال الله تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When the help of Allah and the victory comes, and you see the people entering into the deen in large groups, group by group, celebrate the praises of your Lord and glorify Him. Indeed, He is Tawwab. He is the one who accepts the repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, He shows the believers and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the etiquettes of being tested and tried and then receiving the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His victory. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the revelation of this surah, he used to say oftentimes, alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, allahumma ghfirli. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to glorify Allah and praise Him and say, oh Allah, forgive me. When you see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the victory, then say subhanallah, say alhamdulillah, say astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. This is the etiquette that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches the believers after they have been tested and tried, and then they see the help of Allah and His victory. And we remember not long ago, and the tests are different from people to people. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith of At-Tirmidhi, أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people with the most severest tests are the prophets, and then the best, and then the better, and then the good, and like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested the believers here in EO, here in East Orange. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested the believers with a contract or a lease that was about to be up, and to have our children with no school to study in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested the believers with having a masjid that wasn't large enough to handle the believers on Yawmul Jumu'ah or the other large occasions. And the believers, they went out to look for a facility that was large enough. And the believers didn't find anything until they found a facility that cost $1.2 million. And then when the believers went out to pursue this building, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything is by His decree, the price had come down to $700,000. And the believers put their money down to purchase a building large enough for the believers. But the believers had only collected $100,000. And the believers went off to make Hajj. And the believers were on Arafat, crying and making dua to Allah, that Allah would bless them with the Islamic Center of America, Masjid wa Ahl Sunnah. And then a Ramadan went by and the believers were making dua. And then another Ramadan went by and the believers were making dua. And there was only 4 months left and the lease would be up and the children had no place to go. It was in the winter time and the believers were making salat outside. And the believers felt the test and the trial of Allah. And they were waiting for the help of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decreed that the price would come down to $325,000. And then the believers put their monies down. $1,000, $8,000, $25,000. And then the believers felt, when will we collect the money to purchase the building? Oh Allah, when will the help come? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the believers of Ahlul Sunnah. When a brother walked into the door, no one knew who he was except MashaAllah. And he told the believers how much is left in order to purchase the Islamic Center of America. And they said 110,000. And the brother Sabir, he said, I will handle the rest. And he handled it, walhamdulillah. And this was the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sends it to whoever he wills from his servants. And he gave the victors, the believer, the success on the hands of the brother Sabir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our ranks with brothers like him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in iman. May Allah increase him in knowledge of this deed. May Allah make him stronger in his deed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save him from the fire in this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him with Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with a righteous wife and righteous offspring. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the iman in our heart that he put in the heart of that brother when he purchased the Islamic Center of America. Masjidu Ahlul Sunnah. We wanted to thank the brother, and we wanted to thank all of the believers who put their money down for this project, as this is in accordance with the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam, as he says in the authentic hadith collected by Abu Dawood and others. He says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, la yashkuru Allah man la yashkuru an-nasa. You have not thanked Allah until you have thanked the people. And there is no better topic for today, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in these large numbers, than to discuss the issue of the jama'ah, to discuss the issue of the unity of the Muslims. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they advise us with the jama'ah. And today, on this day of Eid al-Fitr, we come to advise the believers with that which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba advised you with. Ya Ahla Sunnah, alaykum bil jama'ah. O Ahla Sunnah, we advise you with the jama'ah. Qal Allah ta'ala, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. And hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't be divided. All together, قال عبد الله بن مسعود في تفسير الطبري الجماعة. Hold on to the rope of Allah all together, meaning as a جماعة, and don't divide. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالجماعة وإياكم والفرقة أخرجه الترمذي. وَهُوَ صَحِيحٌ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I advise you with the jama'ah and be aware of division. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مَنْ أَرَادَ بُحْبُوحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَلْزَمِ الْجَمَاعَةِ أخرجه الترمذي وهو صحيح. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever wants the best place in Jannah, then I advise him with the jama'ah. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا آمركم بخمس أمرني الله بهن السمع والطاعة والجهاد والهجرة والجماعة، فإنه من فارق الجماعة قيد شبر فقد خلع رقبة الإسلام من عنقه إلا أن يراجع. أخرجه الترمذي وهو صحيح. Where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I am advising you with five that Allah has commanded me with: hearing and obeying, jihad and the hijrah, and the jama'ah. So whoever leaves the jama'ah by a handspan, then he has stripped the yoke of Islam from his neck until he comes back to it. Collected by a Tirmidhi, and it's authentic. Qala Abu Mas'ud min ashabi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhu, عليكم بالجماعة فإن الله لن يجمع الأمة على ضلالة. Abu Mas'ud from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhu, he said, I advise you with the jama'ah because Allah would not let this ummah unite on falsehood. And this is collected by Al-Khatib Al-Baghdadi in his Kitab Al-Faqih Wal-Mutafaqih. وقال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه إلزموا الجماعة. أخرجه ابن بطة في الإبانة. وعبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه he said, I advise you with the جماعة. Collected by ابن بطة in his الإبانة. وقال ثابت بن عجلان أدركت أنس بن مالك وابن المسيب والحسن البصري وسعيد بن جبير والشعبي وإبراهيم النخعي وعطاء بن أبي رباح وعطاء الخراساني وطاووس ومجاهد وحماد والزهري وأيوب السختياني ومحمد بن سيرين، كلهم يأمروني بالجماعة وينهوني عن أصحاب الأهواء. قال بقية ثم بكى. أخرجه اللالكائي في شرح أصول الاعتصال أصول الاعتقال أهل السنة والجماعة. الثابت بن عجلان رحمه الله he said, I met أنس بن مالك and سعيد بن مسيب and الحسن البصري and سعيد بن جبير أنا الشعبي إبراهيم النخعي أنا طاء الخرسان أنا طاء بن أبي رباح طاووس المجاهد أنا الزهري أنا أيوب السختياني أنا حماد أنا محمد بن سيرين. All of them commanded me with the jama'ah and they prohibited me following the people of desires. Baqiya said, and then he just bust out crying. We find Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. We find the tabi'een and the tabi' tabi'een and the scholars of this deen, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim, all in them advising us to the jama'ah. And the jama'ah is the kitab and the sunnah and the way of our salafus salih. Qala Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, الجماعة الكتاب والسنة وإن كنت وحدك. هذه الرواية لخطيب البغدادي في كتاب الفقيه والمتفقه وللرواية اللالكائي في شرح أصول الاعتقال أهل السنة والجماعة. الجماعة ما وافق الحق وإن كنت وحدك. عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه ما said, the jama'ah is the book of Allah and the sunnah. And he said in the other narration, the jama'ah is that which agrees with the truth even if you're only one person. We find many evidences in the Quran and the sunnah and on the tongues of our salafus salih for adherence to the Quran and the sunnah and the way of our salafus salih. قال الله تعالى: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم صاد. كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكون في صدرك حرج من لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. قال الله تعالى: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم صاد. A book that has been revealed to you, so don't find any difficulties in your hearts with it, but warned by it, and a reminder for the believers. I command you to follow that which was revealed to you from your Lord. The ulama of tafsir, they say the Quran, and some of them say the Quran and the Sunnah, and don't follow any other than Him. Allah, as friends and protectors, how little do they remind themselves. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Remember Allah's favor to you, His favor that He guided you to Islam and the Sunnah. His favor is that He blessed you with Masjid wa Ahl al-Sunnah. Remember Allah's favor to you and what He revealed to you of the Kitab, and the Kitab is the Quran. And what He revealed of the Hikmah, and the Hikmah is the Sunnah, that you may be advised with it. These are evidences from the Qur'an and the Sunnah, to hold on to the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And this theme is all over the Qur'an. Adhere to the Qur'an and the Sunnah. قال الله تعالى وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah تبارك وتعالى, He says, I command you to obey Allah and His Messenger, and don't divide, and don't differ, because you will be failures, and your win will be lost. Meaning your hard efforts will be lost. Your help will be lost. What you are in control of, you will lose it. And I command you to be patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Allah commands you to adhere to the Qur'an and the Sunnah, to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the emphasis is on obedience to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam. قال الله تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. قل أطيعوا الله والرسول ولا وإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين. Say, whoever Allah loves Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins, and Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Say, I command you to obey Allah and the Messenger, and don't turn away. Or whoever turns away, then indeed Allah does not love the kafirin. Don't turn away from disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But obey Allah and obey His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. Because you cannot be guided until you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Jabir, anna Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiyallahu anhuma, أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بنسخة من القرآن بنسخة من التوراة فقال يا رسول الله هذه نسخة من التوراة فسكت صلى الله عليه وسلم فيجعل يقرأ وتغير وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أبو بكر: ثكلتك الثواكل، أما ترى ما بوجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ فنظر عمر إلى وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال: أعوذ بالله من غضب الله وغضب رسوله، رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبيا. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: والذي نفس محمد بيده، لو بدا لكم موسى فاتبعتموه وتركتموني لضللتم عن سواء السبيل، ولو كان حيا وأدرك نبوتي لاتبعني، أخرجه الدارمي والإمام أحمد وهو صحيح، واللفظ للدارمي. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said that Umar came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a copy of the Torah. And he said, "Oh Rasulullah, this is a copy of the Torah." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was silent. And Umar began reading. And the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam changed. And Abu Bakr said, "Thakilatka thawakil." Don't you see the change on the face of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? So Umar, he said, after he looked at the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "I seek refuge in Allah from the anger of Allah and the anger of His Messenger. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, and Islam is my deen, and Muhammad as my Prophet." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I swear by the one whom Muhammad's soul is in his hands, if Musa were to come to you today and you were to follow him, then you would have gone and leave me, you would have gone astray from the straight path. And if Musa was alive today and during my prophethood, then he would have followed me. You must follow the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the way of our Salaf al-Salih. Aren't we aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahqaf, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَوْ كَانَ خَيْرًا مَا سَبَقُونَا إِلَيْهِ. Allah ta'ala says that the disbelievers say to those who believe, if it was any good, meaning if Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was any good, then they would have not beat us to them. Meaning the likes of the oppressed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have beat the wealthy kuffar to Islam. But Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says in his tafsir, وَأَمَّا أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فَيَقُولُونَ فِي كُلِّ قَوْلٍ وَفِعْلٍ لَمْ يَثْبُتْ عَنِ الصَّحَابَةِ فَهُوَ بِدْعَةٌ لأنه لو كان خيرا ما سبق لسبقونا إليه. Ibn Kathir رحمه الله, he said that the statement of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is that every action and every statement that has not been established by the companions, then it is bid'ah. Because if it was any good, then they would have beat us to it. Follow the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the ones who advise you to follow them. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَاخْتَرْ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَبَعَثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ وَانْتَخَبَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ ثُمَّ نَظَرَ إِلَى قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ بَعْدَهُ فَاخْتَارَ لَهُ أَصْحَابَهُ فَجَعَلَهُمْ أَنصَارَ لِدِينِهِ ووزراء لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم فما رآه المؤمنون حسنا فهو عند الله حسن وما رآه قبيحا فهو عند الله قبيح. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that Allah took a look at the hearts of the people when He chose Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So He made him the messenger and sent him with his message and he chose them with his knowledge. And then he looked at the hearts of the people after him, and he chose for his prophet companions, and he made them the helpers of his deed, and he made them the ministers of his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whatever the believers, the Sahaba see is good, then it is good in the sight of Allah. And whatever they see is ugly, then it is ugly in the sight of Allah. Ya Ahla Sunnah, alaykum bil Jama'ah, and the Jama'ah is the book of Allah, and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, and following the way of our Salaf al-Saleh. Ya Ahla Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alaykum bil Jama'ah. O Ahla Sunnah, we advise you with the Jama'ah, and the Jama'ah is Ahlul Ilm. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Al-Jama'atu Ahlul Haqq. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that the Jama'ah is the people of knowledge. And Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said, Bab, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا وَمَا أَمَرَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم بِلُزُومِ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ. Al-Bukhari says in his Sahih chapter, the statement of Allah, and likewise we have made you the best nation. And what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands of holding on to the Jama'ah, and the Jama'ah is the people of knowledge. And Al-Hafidh ibn Hajr al-Asqalani, he says, المراد بهذا الباب أهل السنة والجماعة وهم أهل العلم. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajr says that Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, what he means by this chapter title is أهل السنة والجماعة, and they are the people of knowledge. أهل السنة والجماعة, they are the people of knowledge, and the people of knowledge are the Jama'ah. And Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah, he says, وَمَنْ قَالَ بِمَا تَقُولُ بِهِ جَمَاعَةُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَقَدْ لَزِمَ جَمَاعَتَهُمْ وَمَنْ خَالَفَ مَا تَقُولُ بِهِ جَمَاعَةُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَقَدْ خَالَفَ جَمَاعَتَهُمْ الَّتِي أُمِرَ بِلُزُومِهَا. Imam al-Shafi rahimullah, he says in his Risala, and whoever says what the Jama'ah of the Muslims say, then he has held on to the Jama'ah. And whoever opposes what the Jama'ah of the Muslims say, then he has opposed the Jama'ah that he has been commanded to hold on to. The Jama'ah is the people of knowledge. And whoever holds on to the people of knowledge, then he is from amongst the people of the Jama'ah. And you can be from amongst the Jama'ah too, if you hold on to the people of knowledge and their books, like the books of Abu Amina Bilal Phillips, hafidhullah, or the books of Abu Talha Dawu Burbek al-Britani, hafidhullah, or the books of Jamal al-Din al-Zarbozo, hafidhullah, or books that are written on that caliber, the caliber of the Jama'ah. Or you can be amongst the people of the Jama'ah if you hold on to the tapes of Muhammad Sayyid Adli, or the tapes of Abu Muhammad, or the tapes of Abu Usama Khalifa al-Dhahabi, hafidhumullah. Hold on to the Jama'ah by holding on to the magazines of the Jumu'ah and the Creed, and the all-new, the brand-new Risalatu Ahl al-Sunnah, the new magazine from the Islamic Center of America. Spread the Risala to Ahl al-Sunnah and be from amongst the people of the Jama'ah. You can hold on to this knowledge by being in touch with the ilm online, and calling in and listening to the Quran and the Sunnah and the statements of our Salaf al-Saleh. You can find all of this information in the likes of the Dawah centers that are holding on to the Jama'ah, like IIIN in Philadelphia, or the Maktabatu Ahl al-Sunnah here in the Islamic Center of America. Hold on to the Jama'ah by holding on to this knowledge. And this is on one level, and on the other level you can hold on to the Jama'ah by sending your children to Madrasatu Ahl al-Sunnah, the Madrasa of the Jama'ah. Not just an Islamic school, just not just a Muslim school, but an Islamic school. A school that has almost 400 students. A school that has over 20 classrooms. A school that has a strong academic curriculum and an Islamic curriculum. A school from preschool to 12th grade. The school that is teaching the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of our Salaf al-Saleh. You can have your children on the Jama'ah if they go to Madrasa to Ahl al-Sunnah. The Jama'ah is the people of knowledge and this ilm. Ya Ahl al-Sunnah alaykum bil Jama'ah. O Ahl al-Sunnah, hold on to the Jama'ah. And the Jama'ah is ta'ah. The Jama'ah is obedience to the leadership. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah. And I command you to obey the messenger and those in authority from amongst you, meaning the leaders and the scholars of the Muslims. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, من خرج عن الطاعة وفارق الجماعة فمات مات ميتة جاهلية أخرجه المسلم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever goes outside of obedience to the leadership and leaves the jama'ah and dies in that state, then he dies the death of jahiliyyah, and this is collected by Imam Muslim. وقال الإمام أهل السنة والجماعة الإمام أحمد بن حنبل الشيباني رحمه الله السنة عندنا فذكر السمع والطاعة لأئمة المسلمين وإمام وأمير المؤمنين. The Imam of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani rahimahullah, he says, the Sunnah and our viewpoint, it is hearing and obeying to the leaders of the Muslims and the Amirul Mu'mineen. Holding on to the Jama'ah is obedience to the leadership. But there's an aspect that must be understood when we are obeying the leadership. As Imam Muslim rahimahullah, he says in his Sahih, بَابُ وُجُوبُ الْإِنْكَارِ عَلَى الْأُمَرَاءِ فِي مَا يُخَالِفُ الشَّرْعِ وَتَرْقِ قِتَالِهِمْ مَا صَلُّوا. Imam Muslim rahimahullah, he says, the chapter, the obligation to oppose the leadership or the leaders when they oppose the deen, and not to fight them so long as they make salat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, سَتَكُونُ أُمَرَاءَ فَتَعْرِفُونَ وَتُنْكِرُونَ فَمَنْ عَرِفَ بَرِيَ وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ سَلِمَ وَلَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَابَعَ قَالَ أَفَلَا نُقَاتِلُهُمْ قَالَ لَا مَا صَلُّوا أَخْرَجُهُ مُسْلِمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be leaders. You will know that some that they do is in accordance to the deen. And you will know that other things that they do is not in accordance to this deen. So whoever knows that what they do is not in accordance to this deen, and he doesn't follow them, then he will be free from the punishment that they will receive. And whoever opposes them and disobedience to this deen, then he will be safe from the punishment that they might receive in opposition and disobedience to this deen. But rather the one who is pleased with the disobedient leadership, and the one who follows the disobedient leaders, then he will be punished just like they will be. They said, should we not fight the leaders? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, so long as they make the salah. And this is collected by Imam Muslim. We will obey the leaders so long as they obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if they disobey Allah and His Messenger, then there is no obedience to the leaders or the leadership. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السمع والطاعة على المرء المسلم فيما أحب وكره ما لم يؤمر بمعصية فإذا أمر بمعصية فلا سمع ولا طاعة أخرجه البخاري. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hearing and obeying is to the leadership, and it is compulsory on every single Muslim. And that which he likes to do and that which he doesn't like to do, so long as he hasn't been commanded to disobedience. And if he's been commanded to disobedience, then there is no hearing and obeying. And this is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, and he also collects قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الطاعة في المعروف, that the only obedience is in the affairs of obedience to Allah and His Messenger. So we want everyone to know that from now on, every leadership and every leader in America, either he will obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will obey them, or they will disobey Allah and His Messenger, and we will disobey them, and we will handle them like the following, inshallah ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mu'tazi says, Al-alimu ya'rifu al-jahil, li'annahu qad kana jahilan, wal-jahilu la ya'rifu al-alima, li'annahu lam yakun aliman. The knowledgeable person knows the ignorant one, because he used to be ignorant. But the ignorant one does not know the one who has knowledge, because he never had any knowledge. And it is said, Al-mar'u aduun ma jahila, that a person is the enemy of what he's ignorant of. And it's also said, Man jahila shay'an ada, that whoever is ignorant of a thing, then he opposes it. Many of the leaders have opposed the da'wah to Salafiyya. And many of the leaders have spoke against the da'wah to Salafiyya. And we will be patient with them, and we will be soft and gentle with them, because we know they're ignorant of the truth. And we'll give them time to come around to the truth. Way of our Salaf al-Saleh, and any imam or any leadership that has any problems with the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf al-Saleh, then take your problems to the Suyuf al-Sunnah. Take your problems to the swords of the Sunnah. Take your problems to the security team of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and let them set up for you a peace conference, so that you can talk in light of the Quran and the Sunnah and solve the problems of the Muslims. But if you want to know, then we already know the answer, and we already know the solution, walhamdulillah, to all of the peace talks. The solution and the answer and the conclusion to all of our peace talks is, you better not ever, never ever, talk against this da'wah to Salafiyya explicitly and directly ever again, or we gonna come and get you. We gonna call you out, and we gonna deal with you in light of the Quran and the Sunnah until you submit. Do you got it? I mean, do you understand that the da'wah to Salafiyya is the haq, and it's going to shut every other da'wah up that stands in the way of it, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Submit to the Quran and the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, and keep your leadership, or turn away from the Jama'ah, turn away from the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of our Salaf al-Saleh, and forfeit and lose your leadership. Ya Ahl al-Sunnah, alaykum bil Jama'ah, wal Jama'atu il Ijtima'. Oh Ahl al-Sunnah, hold on to the Jama'ah, and the Jama'ah is being together. The Jama'ah is for all of the Muslims to come together. And the first way to come together is to live together near the masjid. Aren't we aware of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? مَا مِن ثَلَاثَةٍ فِي قَرْيَةٍ مَا مِن ثَلَاثَةٍ فِي قَرْيَةٍ وَلَا بَدْوٍ لا تقام فيهم الصلاة إلا استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فعليكم بالجماعة فإنما يأكل الذئب القاصية أخرجه النسائي وهو صحيح. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, there is not three people who live in a city or in the countryside that do not establish the jama'ah except that the shaitan will conquer them. So I advise you with the jama'ah because the wolf gets the stray sheep. Hold on to the jama'ah by living together and living near the masjid. And don't worry about living together and being together and saying that we're going to have the fitna when we come together. O Ahlul Sunnah, alaykum bil jama'ah. O Ahlul Sunnah, we advise you with the jama'ah. Come together and be together. And when you come together and be together, you're going to argue. You're going to debate. You're going to fight. But don't worry about it. You can work it out. And we have worked it out, walhamdulillah. And the Islamic Center of America, Masjid Ahlul Sunnah, is the proof that we will come together. It's the proof that we are together. It's the proof that we will work it out. This is the proof that every argument is only a growing pain. That every debate is only a growing pain. That every disagreement is only a growing pain. That every debate is only a growing pain. Ahlul Sunnah, we advise you with the jama'ah. Don't break off. Don't split off. Don't go looking elsewhere. Hold on to the jama'ah, ya Ahlul Sunnah. Come together and be together and deal with what you got to deal with. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم أفضل من المؤمن الذي لا يخالط الناس ولا يصبر على أذاهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this authentic hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi says, the believer that intermingles and associates with the people and deals with whatever harm he finds from them is better than the believer who does not intermingle with the people and is not patient with the harm that he finds from them. Ya Ahlul Sunnah alaykum bil jama'ah. Hold on to the jama'ah. Don't split off. And let this message go to the sisters too. O sisters of Ahlul Sunnah, don't argue amongst yourselves. Don't debate amongst yourselves. Don't run away from the fitna, but deal with it. O sisters in Islam, obey Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. O sisters in Islam, follow the way of your Salaf al-Saleh. O sisters of Islam, hold on to the jama'ah. Come to the masjid and put your input in. Deal with what you got to deal with. Don't separate yourselves. Because the shaitan gets the people who are separate. Don't you know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Alaykum bil jama'a wa iyyakum wal furqa, fa inna ash-shaytanu ma'a al-wahid wa huwa min al-ithnayn abad." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I advise you with the jama'a and be aware from division." Because the shaitan is with one, but he's farther away from two. So tell me how farther away from shaitan is from all of us today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him away from us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the jama'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us understand the statement of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Al-jama'atu rahma wal-furqatu azab. The jama'ah is a mercy, and division and being separate is a punishment, and this is authentically collected by At-Tirmidhi. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Yadu Allahi ma'al jama'ah." The hand of Allah is with the jama'ah. And this has been authentically collected by Ibn Abi Asim in his Sunnah. O Ahlul Sunnah, hold on to the jama'ah. And there's one other point that we want to remind ourselves of. In coming together and being together. That we have to trust one another if we're going to be the jama'ah. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. That we have trusted one another. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah has made us the jama'ah. And the jama'ah is not only here in this area, but the jama'ah is all over the world. Because the jama'ah is Ahlul Haqq. But here in this area, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to stay together and to trust one another. The imam trusts the board, and the board trusts the imam. The board trusts the people, and the people trust the board. And the people trust the imam, and the imam trusts the people. Everyone is together, walhamdulillah. We saw the children giving pennies and nickels and dimes to purchase the Islamic Center of America because they trust the leadership at Ahlul Sunnah, at Masjid Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We saw the people giving $1,000, giving $5,000, giving $10,000. We saw the believers signing checks for $25,000. We saw the believers giving more and more. The believers have given hundreds of thousands of dollars. Believers from all nationalities, believers from all races, believers from this area and other areas. Everyone has trusted. Walhamdulillah, the leadership at the Islamic Center of America, and because of this trust, we have come this far, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us go farther. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a dua for myself personally. Oh Allah, I ask you to make me from amongst the people who the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about when he said, خِيَارُ وَأِمَّتِكُمْ أَلَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَكُمْ وَتُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَيُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَتُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Oh Allah, make me from the people the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about when he said, the best of your leaders and imams are the ones who love you and you love them. And they make dua for you and you make dua for them. And Allah is my witness that I love Ahlul Sunnah. And Allah is my witness that I make dua for Ahlul Sunnah. And oh Allah, make me from the imams who the people love them and that he loves them. And the people make dua for him and he makes dua for them. Ameen. And oh Allah, I seek refuge in you. And don't make me from amongst the people the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. When he says, shiraru immatikum alladhina tubghidunahum wa yubghidunakum wa tal'anunahum wa yal'anunakum. Oh Allah, save me from being amongst those who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about when he said, the most evil of your leaders and imams are those who you hate and they hate you. And you curse them and they curse you. Ameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Ya muqallib al-qulubi thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh, the changer of the hearts, change our hearts to your deen. Allahumma musarrif al-qulubi sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Oh, the changer of the hearts, change our hearts to obedience to you. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an nushrika bika wa nahnu na'lam wa nastaghfiruka lima na na'lam. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from committing shirk in you, and we know better, and we seek your forgiveness for that which we don't know better. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Oh Allah, we ask you for a good well-being in this world and in the hereafter. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Oh Allah, we ask you for beneficial knowledge, and we ask you for good provisions, and we ask you for actions that are accepted. Allahumma qfina bihalalika an haramik wa aglina bifadlika amma siwa. Oh Allah, make the halal sufficient for us so we don't ever need the haram.
and make us wealthy out of your bounties. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. O Allah, help us to make dhikr of you and to praise and to thank you and to have good worship of you. Allahumma kama hasanta khalqana fa'ahsin akhlaqana. O Allah, as you have perfected our character, then perfect, as you have perfected our creation, then perfect our character. Allahumma inna nas'aluka sihha wal afa wal husna al khulq wal ridha bil qadr. O Allah, we ask you for good health and we ask you for wealth. O Allah, we ask you for good character and we ask you to make us pleased with that which you have decreed. And O Allah, we have one last dua. O Allah, we have one last dua. We have believed in you. We have went through your tests and your trials. And you'll continue to test and try us. But we bear witness to your help and your victory. We believe that no God has the right to be worshipped except you. O Allah, we believe that the Jama'ah is the truth. O Allah, we believe that following the Qur'an and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf al-Saleh is the truth. O Allah, we believe that the Jama'ah is Ahlul Ilm. O Allah, we believe that the Jama'ah is obedience to the leadership. O Allah, we bear witness that being the Jama'ah is being got together. O Allah, answer our dua. Allahumma, da'u sunnata tamdi wa la ta'ridu laha. O Allah, let the sunnah go forth and don't stop it. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillah, wa taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.